Hello, my name is Maggie Hallower.
And I'm Jordan Strawbridge.
I am a senior getting ready to graduate high school. Senior year is very interesting. A lot of people will tell you that it is the easiest year of high school, but I am living proof that they are incorrect. Senior year is full of college applications, essays, scholarships, and a whole lot of lasts. What I mean by that is throughout your senior year, you start realizing that you will not be with the same people next year. You are going to your last homecoming dance, prom, high school football game, your last semester as a high school student, and your last summer before you are a full-time college student. These lasts are bittersweet. As a senior, I am very excited to be moving on to the next chapter of my life, but will always hold with me the memories that I have made within the Kempsville community, and especially within Emmanuel.
Though we are both experiencing many lasts, we are also experiencing numerous firsts that accompany this important part of our lives. It is our first time taking our future really into our own hands. For many, it is their first time leaving home. Our first time noticing the beautiful parts of our communities and realizing just how much we will miss it all. Our first time the ever so serious senioritis symptoms begin. But most importantly, it is our first and only time entering adulthood. However, I think that if you get it right, you never truly leave your childhood. Remembering to enjoy life and worry about the now, with limitations of course, is just as important. This is our first big adventure into the great wide unknown. Who knows where we will end up? I certainly don't. Well, actually, I have a plan for myself, but I can't speak for anyone else I know. We are all destined for a path much greater and more spectacular than we can imagine. For these reasons, it is imperative that we remember our time growing up here as we assess our firsts and our lasts and step into the fog that spans before us.
Emmanuel has been such a big part of my life. It is where I first began my education here in daycare. It is where I have made friendships that will last a lifetime. It is where I have grown closer to God. It is where I have established confidence. And it is where I have been a part of a youth group that is so much bigger than just us. The Emmanuel Episcopal Youth Group is such a special group of people. Every single person that is a part of this has become like family to me. From the spontaneous singing sessions, to Bible study, to watching Luke and Josh dance around the room to Hamilton while we're trying to get stuff done. This group of people has changed my life for the better. It wasn't until my junior year that I became involved in the church again. I wanted to be a part of a welcoming, close-knit community, and I found that here at Emmanuel.
Like Maggie, youth group has become a large part of my life. Though I may not participate in the singing sessions, I am totally there to clap at the end. Like everyone in this room, I have had struggles defining what church means to me and how to define my beliefs. With youth group, I have had a safe environment to discuss and explore what I define myself as. Emmanuel Youth Group has been such a special part of my high school experience. There are so many times that I have left church on Wednesday nights excited by the discussions we have had and feeling such a strong bond to my faith and my church. Without youth group and the mission trip that some of us took this summer, I would be a very different person. I'm eternally thankful for all the connections and experiences that we have had together.
These past 2 years have been intense. With attending Kempsville High School and taking AP classes, to attending Governor's School for the Arts and juggling my rehearsal schedule, and continuing to attend youth group meetings. I will take everything I have learned from Kempsville, GSA, and Emmanuel Youth Group and use it next year in college. After long hours of filling out applications, writing essays, and visiting schools, I have decided to attend James Madison University next year and will be majoring in vocal performance opera. After college, I hope to go on to grad school in New York to continue to pursue classical music. Eventually, I hope to be able to perform and maybe even teach music to the future generation of opera singers.
In just a few weeks, I will be graduating from Tallwood High School and the Global Studies and World Languages Academy. Let me tell you, I am so excited to be leaving high school, but you don't have to worry about getting rid of me just yet. I will be attending Tidewater Community College in the fall in pursuit of an associate's degree, so I'll be here for the next 2 years. Even after TCC, I won't be going too far, just to William & Mary, where I plan to get my bachelor's with a major in computational and applied mathematics and statistics in a mathematical biology track and a minor in Chinese language and literature. Afterwards, I will be going to medical school with the intention of becoming an ear, nose, and throat surgeon, specializing in facial plastics and reconstructive surgery. So if you can just wait till the year 2030, I can handle all of your facial needs.
Yeah. Going into the next chapter of our lives, we know we will look back on this chapter with fond memories. We are so proud of what the present youth group has done, and we can't wait to see all the things that the future youth group will accomplish.
However, there's just one thing we must address first. We, along with the rest of the youth group, would like to specify one specific person that has the largest impact on what our youth group is. Without this special person, all of our lives and our Wednesday nights would be very different. Melissa,
thank you so much for all of your work and energy into making sure our group is fun, safe, and feels like another home. Without you, it would all fall apart. We just want to thank you for all that you do. We hope that the church as a whole will continue to provide support for the youth group and encourage the upcoming youth to get involved with this amazing program. We can't wait to see where this program goes.
Thank you.
Thank you.